Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was
going to do.
Moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these skyways and airways once again. Hallelujah. Bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that were able to tune in on tonight in such a short notice. Hallelujah. And we're hoping and praying that God will just bless this program on tonight. Hallelujah. I am opening up the chat room right now. Hallelujah. So I want you just to bear with me momentarily as I tune in here and let my identity, hallelujah, be known. This is the Old Ship of Zion, and your host, once again, and moderator, is Janice Ward. And so I got the chat room open for your listening and your sitting pleasure. Hallelujah. And I just want to wish you a happy new year, a new 2018, and we're looking for God to yet again do some great things in our lives. Hallelujah. I'm typing, so just bear with me, please. I got the chat room open. It's available for you to go in and have your seat, and you can bring your latte, your OJ, all your beverages, your orange juice, your latte, if I haven't said that. If I have, well, forgive me. But bring your juice and your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip on tonight, because we are bringing our new year to its conclusion. But for the most part, we thank God for bringing us over into this new year, because we're looking for God to do some great things in the lives and through his people. Those of you that have a relationship with God, and those of you who may not have a personal relationship with God, this will be a good year in which to make your identity known to God. God know your identity, but he would like to get to know your identity, you and him personally. He would like for you to come at the table and sit down where he can sup with you and you with him. Hallelujah. And so, like I have first stated, I am just coming in kind of late tonight. But, you know, I'd rather be late than not be at all. So I just know that God allowed me this opportunity, this podium on this evening. It's what's my desire to come on. I couldn't let the new year go out without me coming on and just giving somebody a word. I'm not going to be really preaching that much tonight. I'm just going to really be talking to you on the open mic on tonight. And if you have any prayer petitions at the conclusion of this program, you're welcome to call in. I will prompt you and wish to call in with your prayer petition, and we will touch and agree that God, hallelujah, will bring your prayer petition to its fruition. And so, like I have said, you are tuned into a live, this is a live church service. This is not a pre-recording, but this is a live church service. Hallelujah. So I'm just welcoming all of you, my friends, my kinship family, my colleagues, and my kingdom family, and all of you that are listening out in Radio Digital Land on tonight. I want you to just come aboard. If you have any testimony that you would like to make known to the world, then when I prompt you to call in, you can call in with your testimony or you can call in with your prayer petition. Whatever God lay on your heart to share with us, hallelujah, we will be so eager to hear what thus says the Lord and what's been going on in your life. So at this time, I'm going to go into my opening prayer, and I just want to pray for those loved ones, those of you that might have lost loved ones. Excuse me. I'm just going a little ahead of myself. I'm trying to talk fast and get all this in. But I usually have an open prayer for those who have lost loved ones. May it have been in the, hallelujah, in the, I don't know, my thing just looks like it's just acting out. But anyway, we're going on in Jesus' name. And I bind every demon, every devil, every imp, devil's children try to come in and sabotage this program and they sabotage this computer. And I bind you, computer. You're going to straighten up and act right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. So right now, we're going to go into our opening prayer. And I'm asking those of you to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer on tonight, right now. I'm going to pray for you that has lost loved ones. May it have been in the last 72 hours, last 48 hours, last 24 hours, last 12 hours, 8 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours, 30 minutes ago, even seconds ago. And we do this to encourage you, to let you know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement, but that you have a prayer warriors that God has planted around this planet, this planet Earth in which you and I live and have our existence. If there is prayer warriors that's praying 24/7 around the clock. And so we just want you to know that in your hour of a great loss, may it be in your parents, may it have been your husband or your wife, your niece or your nephew, your grandparents. May it have been your son or daughter. May it have been your cousin, your best friend, your colleague, your business colleague. May it have been your health provider. Those that are near and dear unto your heart on tonight. We weep with you in your hour of loss. And we want you to know that you are not alone. For God says that when you only saw two set of footprints versus four sets, because four sets would include God's two and your two, that would have been a total of four. But when you saw only two footsteps in the sand, that, my sister and my brother, is when God picked you up and carried you. And I want you to know that God is yet able to carry you on tonight. Wherever you might be on planet Earth, just know that you are not alone, but that you have God and you have your disciples. You have God's pilgrimage family, church family that are with you. We may not be with you bodily, but we're with you in spirit, because we are not with God bodily. But by God being a spirit, he said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So on that note, we know that we can't physically see God, but we can feel God through the spiritual realm. So we are talking about being with you in your hour of loss in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual ramification of God. And so I just want you to be encouraged. Hallelujah. And I also have my opening prayer that I do, and I want you to just excuse me momentarily as I retrieve that. Thank you so kindly. So I want to go right now, and we're going to go into our opening prayer. And I'm asking you once again to bow your beautiful heads, you that are out there in my live digital church worship service. This is a live church worship service. It's a virtual church. Those of you that know about digital know that this is not a church with brick or model, but God tells us we are the church. So the church lives inside of you and I. But for the social media, this is a virtual live church worship service. I'm coming to you live. This is not a pre-recording, but this is live church worship service. So I want to ask you, if you will, to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in our opening prayer on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart. Hallelujah, Jesus, of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, but you went away, God, and you said that you went away to prepare a place for us. And when you return for your bridegroom, and that is the church, hallelujah, you would receive us unto yourself. But until that time is upon us, we will continue moving forward and upward and onward in your way, mounting up from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, God, on tonight to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a ream of word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise and we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the Cathedral Church of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. I hope and I pray, Lord, have mercy. Let me see if this thing, I don't know what's going on. But I tell you, the devil is busy. And if we clicked off, I might have to go back. I might have to go back and redo our opening prayer. So I'm going to go back and redo our opening prayer because the computer has kicked me off. So I'm going to start our prayer again. I'm asking you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, we know that this earthly planet that we're a planet on is not our eternal home. But we know that you have a place that's built by the hand of God. It's not built by mortal man, but you are the craftsman and you are the creator. You said that you go away to prepare a place for you and I and us. And when you return to receive us, the bridegroom, and that is the church, unto yourself, hallelujah, that you went away to prepare a place for us. But until that time is upon us, God, we will continue moving upward and onward in your will and in your way. We will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims, God, mounting up as pilgrims through this barren land. Asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom, words of encouragement to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise and we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the church say, amen and amen. All right, I want you to get you a good seat. Hallelujah. I have the chat room once again up and running. It's open and available for your listening and your sitting pleasure. Hallelujah. And so I just want you to just think about what life presented unto you in the year of 2016. You might have went through hell and high water, but God seen you through. God pulled you out, and you're here standing as a testimony of that revelation. I theme, because I'm not preaching tonight, but our theme is New Year Resolution. Excuse me. And we're still reflecting on 2016. And we're trying to take hold of this 2018 year that God has presented unto you and I and us. And like I have first stated, you might have been through hell and high water, but God brought you out. God pulled you through. And you are a living testament of that fact. You might have lost some loved ones that was near and dear unto your heart and soul. And you feel like that now you don't have that designated loved one to call up, to write a letter to text message, send a postcard to wire monetarily gifts to. But just know that God does not make a mistake, and God does all things well. We might not understand everything that we go through in this life, but the Bible tells us that we'll understand it by and by. And you have a chance to start your life anew. You might say, what do you mean, Overseer Ward, start my life over anew? I mean to set new guidelines, new boundaries, set new standards, and expect great expectations of yourself and of what God can do in your life, in your spiritual life, and in your spiritual walk with God. You know, we always want to do great things for God. And so, if you have something in your heart and in your spirit that you want to present unto God, you say, well, God, I want to be a witness in your vineyard. God, I want to, you know, witness and win souls for Christ. You know, God would be just, I believe that God would be so elated to know that you are wanting to be a workman in his vineyard, because as I have far stated on previous recording, that God is looking for a few good men and a few good women to teach and preach his word to a dying world. And it's yours and mine and our God charged us to deliver his word, to not add to his word, and not to subtract to his word, not to subtract from his word, not to add to his word, but to deliver his word as he have it implemented in the 66 epistolical books from Genesis through Revelation. You might want to be a voice in the choir. So, well, God, I've been shy about letting my gifts that you have given unto me shine out to the world, but this is an opportunity. This is the best opportunity given to you that you can present unto God the gifts. God gives each and every one of us a gift. So if gifts, and we, some of us have many talents. Some has one, some has two, some has many talents. But whatever you want to do for God, you know, you just tell God, God, this is what I want to do for you. Because you've been so gracious to me in my lifetime. God has watched over us. God has kept us when we couldn't even keep ourselves. God kept us. Then God touched you and I on our shoulders. And he says, arise, my son, arise, my daughter, through a new day and a new dawn and a very new year that was birthed out unto you and I and us. This new year was birthed out through God. Majestic power and wisdom. Hallelujah. That God and only God possess. You might want to get married. You say, well, God, I've been a widow for many years, and I desire to remarry. I want to get married again. You know, that's nothing that's impossible with God, my sister and my brother on tonight. God said he would give you the desires of your heart. And all you got to do is just open up your mouth and ask God. Don't be shy. But you be persistent. And when you come to God in honesty. You know, don't come to God, you know, lying with a lying tongue because God will not hear you. But you come to God in sincerity and in honesty and present your petitions before the throne room of God. Hallelujah. God will hear your prayer. It's not one prayer that God turns a deaf ear to unless it's out of the will of God. But like I said, if you're coming to God in truth and in sincerity, God will hear you and I and us. And God will, when we present our prayer petition to Jesus, then Jesus, in return, he intercedes to the Father on our behalf. And he says to his Father, Father, you know, I have a son or daughter that needs a miracle. And they have prayed and they have did the work. They have fasted and prayed and did without food. And they have seek my face. And I'm asking you to intervene on their behalf. And children of God, and you alike, it's done. It's a done deal. All God wants us to do is come to him. God don't want us to turn to the reading advisor. God do not want us to turn to Mr. Jones and Miss Jones. But God wants us to turn our full attention to him. And God do not want you and I and us putting our faith and our trust into any objects, may it be in the heavenly dominions or the earthly dominions, may it be in living things or objects. God is a jealous God, and he wants us to put all of our ills and our wills and our faith in him and him only. And God will not be runners up. God will be number one, or he will not be anything. God will not be second best when he is number one. God have triumphed in every single solitary thing that he've done, he has did it triumphantly, victoriously. That's the kind of God that we serve. We don't serve a loser, But we serve a triumphant God that can do anything. But it's one exception to that rule. And that, my sister and my brother, is fail. There is no failing in God. We fail and we fall short of the glory. Hallelujah. Of the glory and the honor of God. I don't know what's going on with this computer. I tell you, I don't know what's going on, church. I really don't. And I don't want to, you know, do anything that will cut us off. But this computer has never did the things that I see it doing tonight. But I want you to pray, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to lay my hands on this screen. Father God, we're asking you right now, as we go forth in this new year, and it's bringing it to its conclusion of January the 1st, 2018. I want you to touch this system, God. You enable man to create it. And it's created for your glory and your honor, God. I want you to touch it, God, and don't let it go out again. But let it finish what it has started on tonight. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And let the church say amen and amen. All right, lay your hands on the screen, and we're touching and agreeing that God will intervene in this church worship service on tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know, this is like the second or third time that it has just jumped off, but I'm hoping and praying for the duration. I'm not going to be with you very long. I'm not going to even extend the program, but I'm going to just let this duration, is we in 54 minutes remaining, and that's what I'm going to conclude in this remaining 54 minutes and 39 seconds. So, like I said, I want to welcome all of you to the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward, and we're talking about New Year resolution. We're talking about the dynamics of your future. We're talking about not just what you want to do personally in your personal life, but what do you want to present unto God in your spiritual life? What is it that you want to present to God that you want to do for Him in your walk with God? You know, God has many opening positions that needed to be filled on tonight. God needs some musicians in various places. He needs some drummers. He needs some acoustic musicians. He needs some horn blowers, some flute blowers, guitar players. He needs some vocal voices. May they be in the choir. May they be a duet. May they be a singular minister or a male or female, may it be, in song. Might need an organist or pianist in various places. God is in need of you. Because like I first stated, God says that he desire a few good men and a few good women to work in his vineyard. Because we know that we have a vast need, but see, the labors are few. So God needs you and I and us to fill those positions. You can be a mighty voice for your church. You can be a mighty impact for your church by welcoming the visitors that enter your church service. Each and every church service, you can welcome new visitors to your church. You can be a worker in the offering room of God. Might be handing out envelopes for offering and tithes. You might be needed in the business sector of your church. You might need to get on the committee board. You know, there's various opportunities available to you if you want to work in the vineyard of God. We're talking about our New Year resolution. We're not just talking about you going back to school and obtaining your degree, your master's degree, your PhD degree. We're not talking about you getting pregnated and giving birth to a child, although that's important, and God will give you that desire. I mean, not that desire, but God will honor your desire, your prayer petition. All you need to do is write it out. See, we have to put our things in perspective. And so now in this new year, I've already been doing this, but I just want to get you into doing this, and you will see its beneficial effect. And that is, whatever you want God to do in your life, the number one key is to write it down. And, you know, you don't have to, if it's long and lengthy, you don't have to write all of it down. Just write two or three lines, because God already knows. You're writing it to God, so he can fill in the blank. You just say, God, on January the 1st, I want you to bless me to find that godly man, that you have waiting for me, you know. And so you write that down. I'm looking for a husband. I'm looking for a godly man. You write that down, January the 1st, 2018. You said, God, I want you to bless me to be able to conceive a child. You write that down. God bless me to be able to conceive a child, January the 1st, 2018. And whatever you want God to do, you write that down. And those of you that has not applied the prayer box and the request box, I am inviting you right now to take charge over your spiritual life in 2018. I know in your home you got nothing but little pretty boxes and little boxes and little things that you can put little prayer requests in, and you can tape it. You don't necessarily have to write it with a marker lot, you know, because some things you don't want to write with a marker lot, unless it's one that you can wipe off with soap and water. But for the most part, you can just write it on a sheet of typing paper or printing paper. It might not say typing paper anymore, but printing paper. And then you want to write request box. That's going to go on your first box. And then your second box will be a miracle box. So you got a request box that's asking God for what you want him to do in your life and what you want to do for God. See, it's a give and take. You give, and then God gives. See, this is a win-win situation. You win and God wins at the same time, because God wins a worker in his vineyard, and then you in return get your miracle. See, so you get your request box and write request on the front of it. You get your miracle box and you write miracle on the front of it, and you tape it together on the front. And so when you petition God in your prayer, when you are down in prayer and you in your throne room and you're talking to God one-on-one, and you write that down, what you want God to do for you in 2018. And you not only write it down, but you date it. You put a date on it. So when God answers your prayer petition, you can go back and reflect on, I asked God in January 2018, and then in September, you know, he performed it. You know, God performed it. You can say I wrote it out in January the 1st, 2018, and then God did it in March. I wrote it out January the 1st, 2018, and then God did it January the 3rd, 2018. And that's how you interact with God in your spiritual walk. God sees all, and he knows all. See, God is all-knowing. God is all-knowing. He is from beginning to end. God is the beginning. He says, I'm the beginning and the end. So what you to do is to present yourself as a living sacrificial sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. So the things that we used to do, hallelujah, I don't know what's going on, but we're gonna see, it said it's not responding. We're gonna wait and see what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Jeez. What's going on? I don't know what's going on tonight with this computer, but I had some files that was open. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But I closed those files. And because it said it wasn't responding. And so we were talking about making your request known unto God and how for 2018 you can make yourself a prayer petition box. Just look around your home and find some little boxes that you're not using that has collected dust. I know I have plenty of boxes that collect dust time to time, and I have to go in those places and get them and dust them off. But for the most part, you can get you a box for your request, and that is what you are asking God to do in your life for 2018. Get you a piece of printing paper and write requests on the front of it, and then tape it up. Apply it to the front of that box, and then you go on to the second box and you make your miracle box, and you get a second piece of printing paper, then you apply that to the front of that box, and that will be labeled miracle box. And this is to stimulate your faith in God. And so what you want God to do in your life for 2018 and what you want to do for God in 2018, you want to make that known to God by writing it out. And if it's long in length, you don't have to write it all out. You can just write out portions of it, and then God knows all about it, so God will fill in the blank. See, so you're just writing, you know, God, I want that perfect man of God that you have lying in waiting. I want to meet this man that you have lying in waiting for me. And you write that out, January the 1st, God, I'm seeking a manly man of God to marry. And you write that out, January the 1st, I prayed this prayer petition. I put it in my prayer petition request box, January the 1st, 2018. And then you date it. And then when God answers that petition by a miracle of faith, that's when God answers that by giving you the ideal man that you've already requested and you're placed before the throne room of God, then God will do that. He performed it already. So then you go back and you say, well, I prayed this prayer in January, and then in February, God blessed me to get married. See, that's the way you do that. And then you can go back and reflect over what you prayed about, and then when God answered the prayer petition. This is what pleases God. It's when we act in faith. We're letting God know that, God, we believe you. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We believe every word that comes out of the mouth of God. God is a holy God. God do not lie. He never have, and he never shall. God is not a lying God. God is a holy God. God is not a son of man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie. Let me correct that. God is not a God. He's a holy deity. God is not a God, not a man that he should lie. But nah, is he a son of man that he should repent. So we know that God has never lied, and God never shall lie. Okay? God is a holy God. He always has, and he always will. God said before any jot, J-O-T, of his word return back void, heaven and earth will pass away. And that means that heaven and earth shall remove itself from its foundation. So we're talking about our New Year resolution. We're talking about what we want to do for God and what we want God to perform in our spiritual and our natural way of life. Because we know that every day when we're around the house and we're doing, you know, our wifely duties and our grandmother duties and our auntie duties and our uncle's duties and our jobs duties and just whatever you're doing in your capacity. Hallelujah. Then we know that we are on the natural realm. We're at home and we are just relaxing in our own space. Hallelujah. So we're talking about our New Year resolutions, what we want to do moving forward in this 2018, this new year that God has birthed unto you and I and us. It wasn't promised, but God was such a gracious God that God blessed us to be able to witness in this new year. Hallelujah, because there was a many that wasn't able to witness this new year. But God was so gracious to you and I and us that he blessed us to birth in this new year and be able to be eyewitness of the event. And I want you just to be encouraged. I want you to take faith by the hand and never let go of your faith in God. Whatever you want God to do in your life, just ask him in faith and then believe it. And ye shall receive it. God said, whatever you ask in my name, by faith, just ask in my name. That's all you got to do, is ask in my name. And it shall be given unto you, my sister and my brother. I told you I wouldn't be long tonight, and I'm keeping to that promise. I'm not going to even extend the program. Whatever you got tonight, you got. We're going to now go into our second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. This is to uplift and encourage your heart and spirit. I welcome in to you this new year of 2018. I want you to go in God, I hope and pray, hallelujah, that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prepositions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry to P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can buckle up. You're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people friendly. Go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. We're now opening the prayer request call-up line. If you have that prayer petition that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer, touch and agree, hallelujah, in faith that God will bring it to its fruition. You're welcome to call in. That number to call in is 646, hallelujah, 646-230-74, 646-230-74. If you have a testimony, the lines to call in are open right now. You are welcome to call in. Hallelujah. And so we're hoping that there are greater things awaiting you in this new 2018. Hallelujah. And we just thank God. We just thank God for you, you, and you that are able. God brought us over. Hallelujah. And he brought us over. I tell you, just triumphantly, God did. God brought us over without a hitch. And so now, without any further ado, we're going to take you over into our second phase of our program, hallelujah, and that is, hallelujah, the old ship of Zion, of hymns, hallelujah, to encourage your heart and your soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hope this blesses you. God bless you. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you.
I can't give up. Do you remember one day? Get on the telephone,